Right, boss, boss, you're kidding me, right? This isn't a game. Do you remember how I had to save this little troublemaker from that cult? We're working together now? Shut up, you. Respectfully, shut up. I don't know how to feel right now. Guess we're working together, huh? I have no say in this. Of course I don't. Right. President's kid. Should have known better than this. Look, it's not you, sweetheart. Darling, or if you prefer, partner. It's not like I don't think you're capable. We went through quite a lot together. And I'll admit it, you saved me a few times. It wasn't just playing games out there. We had to live on the edge, but... Look, I'm gonna level with you. Working here, this company, organization, whatever you want to label it as, is a hot mess. With your life on the line every single day, you really wanted to live that life. Follow me to this? Well, as much as I appreciate the enthusiasm, not so sure you'll be so happy about the zombies and the biohazards, you know. Big problems where one scratch can mean the end of your life. There's a reason why, well, I wasn't the most hopeful with you following me into this line of work. You know, you could follow after your parents and go into politics, right? You make big changes there, but, yeah, going in one ear, out the other, right? Well, I tried. And for every good try, there's a failure as magnanimous and spectacular as what I just did. So, you've been practicing. They've been training you, right? Was it the Secret Service or STARS? Both. Maybe I underestimated you, cutie pie. Flirting aside, if we're gonna be partners, I need to know I can trust you. Now, shoot that target dead center. Make sure you trace the hole 3 times. Only one hole better appear in that target. Got it? Shit. Well, how the hell am I supposed to heckle you when you shoot easily as good as me or Chris? Damn. Well, you got 100 out of 100 there. But what about the other things? Have you tried the aerobics course? Look, I know it's intimidating. This thing's right out of Lara Croft, but... Or you're fantastic at this, too. Now you're just making me wonder if I'm washed up. If that wasn't your goal here, you better cheer me up after this. Buy me a coffee or something. So, you're overqualified. I see the silver spoon thing. If, you know, your family didn't make you take this less serious. Props there. I actually have a lot of respect for you. All things considered, this won't be walk into a candy store, but I can trust you. I'll admit it and apologize for underestimating you. Before, it was a while back, and you didn't have the training. So now that you do, well, guess I gotta face the symphony. That you're better at this than I gave you credit at first. Maybe I just have a fantastic eye for scouting talent. Or a terrible one, since I thought you were gonna be a klutz. Well, once a klutz doesn't always mean a klutz. So, here's my apology. Before we start tomorrow, which will be kind of gritty, I don't know how else to describe it. It's gonna be messy, it's gonna be uncomfortable. Where we're going is an old abandoned tanker. Supposed to have an offshoot of the T-virus there. Something I've never heard of, though. Everyone just dropped. It wasn't the normal kind of infection. Seemed like everything all at once went wrong. And then they weren't there anymore. Gone. Not a single corpse left. Now, to give you a bit of the rundown on that, Oh, of course you already know more than me. I'm not jealous. I swear to God, if you think I'm jealous, I have saved the world twice now. You know what? Maybe it wasn't me. You're right. Maybe I got a chip on my shoulder. Maybe I'm a little washed up. But not washed up to get bullied out of my job by some newbie who I may have caught feelings for. That was then. This is now. And despite catching those feelings, I still think we'll be pretty good partners, actually. My skepticism knows no bounds, but you proved me wrong, fair and square. You're a good shot, and you're attentive, acrobatic, and quick on your feet. You memorized the whole packet. That's 350 pages in, what, 2 hours? That's impressive. Sure, maybe you're faking it somehow, but if you are, you're still better at it than me. I can't fake that. Well, this is more than a camping trip, honey. And I need to make sure you're safe. Still can't believe your parents were fine with this. You do realize you're kind of an important political figure. That's why the cult was after you last time. Well, you know what? You understand that more than anyone, probably. And I'm not here to lecture you. I just appreciate your company. Oh, and to compensate, since I lost fair and square and was blatantly underestimating you. Come on, and I'll show you my favorite spot on site. See, this may just be a break room to some people, but it's my zen area. Don't look so surprised. Even I have things that I, you know, more than the surface appeal of how I look, I have to take care of myself mentally. You know how many times I've had to... Look, I don't have to explain it to you. You saw what happened in that village. It was a mess. More than a mess. Hell, there was things bursting from people's necks and they were still talking. That isn't something you recover from after a few good nights' rests and a clean outfit. Not sullied in the blood of God knows what kind of parasite or virus. Sorry, I don't got PTSD. I'll say that. It's not quite that bad yet. knock on wood. Not superstitious, but pays to be careful in this line of work. So, did you really follow me? I told you you should have not, but... You really thought you could save me, huh? Didn't believe in me, your knight in shining armor? Look, I may have a gun instead of a sword, but I did save you. I'm kind of proud of that. Those parasites were disgusting, and definitely give me shivers just thinking about them. What we're dealing with right now might be even worse. You sure you're on board with us? I wouldn't be too mad if a royal like yourself wasn't so apt to give me help, but look at you. Defying all expectations. I didn't expect that. Pleasant surprises, or unpleasant, depending on how I look at it. Look, if something happens to you, I can't just make them disappear. The problems are there to stay. So be careful. I know I said you can get my back, but I've got yours too. This isn't gonna be easy, and we're likely to see things that are scarring and terrible. Thankfully, you kind of have a warm-up on this. I don't know if I should be thankful of that, though. You sure you're okay? You went through a lot back there. And I don't mean that you were damsel in distress or something, since I know that role doesn't exactly suit you. You helped me back there. And maybe we blew up a helicopter and barely got out alive, almost got eaten by God knows what was in that water. But we made it out. And we kind of became a thing. I just didn't expect you to go to my line of work. I thought you were going to pull me out of here. Then again, if you did that, the world might... No, I'd certainly end without me. Let's face it. Chris needs all the help he can get. We need all the help we can get. So what you're doing is a big thing. Just don't get carried away. It's not bingo out here. Is it getting old? Well, whatever. This one's for you. The premium instant coffee. Absolutely top tier. You can't get it anywhere else in the world. You want to know why? Because they make it in the lab. Said it has something special. Makes us a little bit more resistant to the viruses. But I personally think it's just tastier. Does that make me weird? Maybe. You know what? Don't answer that. Or answer it after I say no. You know, it's definitely in your personality to do that, too. I'm not the most surprised, but I'm not surprised either. Am I talking too much? Ah, right. If I seem a little nervous, it's just because I'm thinking about it. You know, that time when we maybe got carried away. I've never really had too much of a, you know, that kind of relationship. So, now that we're partners again, through, no doubt, a lot of string pulling and maybe some hair pulling along the way, I'm glad you're with me. I just hope whatever we see out there doesn't ruin us. I've seen people go, and even if they come back, they're not always the same. I don't want that for you. I've seen a lot of people, partners, people I just never got to say goodbye to, disappear right before my eyes. And I am not letting that happen with you. And maybe that's pretentious of me to say, when I could barely get out of things alive myself, but I'm not about to give in to that. You know, just let you go and put your foot in danger. Maybe I'm too sensitive about all this. Don't really care, because that's who I've been. It's who I'll continue to be. And regardless of your feelings about me, the feelings we have together or otherwise, I just don't want the first to be the last. More ways than one. No, that does not make me... This isn't favoritism. Shut up. It's... Maybe it is. And so what? You do the same thing. You clearly pulled some strings to get here, like I said earlier. So, we're even. I didn't expect you to put yourself in the line of duty. It's admirable, but it's also not for the right reasons, is it? You couldn't get me out of your mind. I don't blame you. To be fair, we're both down bad, I guess, because I couldn't get you out of my mind either. God, it feels so high school to say that, you know? Back then, I wasn't much different than now. People always say you change, you grow up, right? I guess I still find myself wondering what that really means. Not to get all philosophical on you, but what's really the difference between me now and me then? I guess the main thing is I saved the world twice, but that's not as big of a deal as everyone makes it out to be. Sure, the people don't really know who saved them. They just know that the Defense Force saved the world in some way or another. Stars saved the world, or someone else. It doesn't matter who it is. It just matters that it was done, you know? Could have been Chris. Could have been anyone. Pretty sure we've all had a run with it. But it's not at the end of the day. Who's behind it? It's just that they're stopped. So I'm just a faceless soldier at some point. And I realize that I'm not completely lost for this life. Sure, it's nice knowing I could save a few billion lives, but it's also nice knowing that I don't have to work next to someone who I don't enjoy their company. Yes, I'm saying that. I enjoy your company, and I think that you're easy on the eyes, easy on the ears, easy on most things. You may have seen me complaining earlier, but it's only because I hate the idea of you being thrust into danger. Well, fair point. If you hate the idea of it for me, too, like you said, I guess it's equivalent exchange, right? Didn't know we were alchemists. But alchemy and turning lead into gold aside, I don't think I need all that. You just need to promise me one thing. No matter what we do in there, if there's even a little bit of chance that we don't come back out, will you turn around and run? Get reinforcements. Don't be a hero. I know you're good. You're a prodigy at what you do. You're clearly very fast at picking new things up. Smart, agile, and accurate. Don't know how many times I've said it today, but now's not the time to be a hero. I mean that. Don't you ever die a hero on me, or I'll find a way to kill you. Don't you dare even think about it. Nope. Put it away. I know what that look has. No self-sacrificing. Stop it. I wouldn't. No. Absolutely not. Did you see me sacrificing myself for you? Then don't do it for me either. I didn't ask for that. And if you can get out, save yourself first. Then come back and save me. Okay? No, this isn't some foreboding, foreshadowing thing. I hate those kinds of premonitions. They suck. Thankfully, we're not dealing with ghosts, as far as I know. And if it is, then, well, hopefully we got the Ghostbusters on duty then. But if it's zombies, biological weapons, or some twisted mutants or something, then we'll be right at home, right? God, it feels wrong to say that. Right at home, what now? Yeah, but why am I not surprised? Not disappointed either. Come here then. Now there's a break room. But nobody will be here for a while, so what if we take a break like we did in that motel? Only if you want to. You good with that? Well, I certainly am gonna be bored today. Oh, shut up. Putting on that facade. If you're gonna kiss me like that, then make it mean something. Okay? That's a pet peeve of mine. I don't like kisses that don't mean anything. And maybe I'm one to talk after last time and those shenanigans. But, the suspension bridge effect is still a thing, and I may be leaning into that heavily with you. I don't care. I want you, baby. I want you. Real bad. And even if I don't have a good explanation as to why, does love have to make sense? Fuck no. Of course not. You're so my type. You're so my type. That's intimidating as hell. No regrets, right? Fine then. Suit yourself. I'm not gonna stop you. And I'm definitely not gonna stop, so. Unless you've got some sort of Leon be gone spray, I'm afraid. I'm not going anywhere. But closer. Guess the coffee is on, huh? But you're hotter. I'm not gonna lie. You're way less timid than the first time. Don't tell me you missed this in our brief time away. It was months, wasn't it? Fair point. Almost a year. No way. Time flies, I guess. No regrets, though. I'll go over the deep end with you then. If that's what you're asking for, consider me the answer to your prayers, I guess, baby. Because I have no intention of going anywhere. I'm all yours, baby. Don't look at me like that. You'll just egg me on further. And you know when I get carried away, I tend to make a mess of things. Or is it that you know that already? And you want to see it firsthand. You want to feel it firsthand. You want more than just kisses and holding and touch. You want all of me. Well, I guess I can't turn away from a challenge. I mean, if I did that, would I really be the man that you fell in love with that just so happened to save your life from a psychotic cult that had a rather unique tendency for parasites? I think not, baby. I think not. Don't you say it. Otherwise, I'll have to do it, Prince. None of that. I know what you're feeling right now. I know it real well. That feeling of anticipation, maybe just a bit more than that. Our bodies are so compatible, and I think our personalities, well, it might be like oil and water, nobody's gonna complain. Opposites attract in their own way, right? And you might not be so different from what I thought you were. You've definitely grown a little. from when I saved you. Those muscles seem more firm. That skin just as soft as before. You really are of a different kind, huh? You may have been born with a silver spoon, but you didn't waste it, did you, baby? And you're not wasting it now. I almost feel like I don't deserve it. But then again, with my ego, of course I do. Oh, want you anyways, whether I deserve you or not. I'm not gonna squat the details. Because right now, the only thing I want is to make you sweat. No, none of that. Shh, none of that. Shh, baby. You just take it like a good boy for me. You feel those fingers, baby. Sorry if they're a little rougher than they look. Unless you like that. I can't help it. I gotta touch you. Ooh, you're no slouch either. Not gonna dead fish on me, I see. I don't mind that at all. Take it real nice for me. Take it real nice for me, baby. Yeah. Fuck. Oh, you feel that, yeah? That tempo. Fuck. No. You could take a lot more than that, huh? You're priding yourself on that? Wonder if all that training worked on your insides, too. Only one way to find out, right? And what kind of partner would I be if I didn't test your insides, too? Oh, yes. Fuck. You're so fucking tight. I know this bed is just for napping, but fuck if we ain't gonna use it for something else right now. Yeah, slide down my cock. Baby, you're so tight. You're so fucking tight. That's it. That's a good boy. That's right, I want to look at you to really feel how much I can make you scream. It's never enough for me, baby, unless I know you're feeling good. Nice and slow. That's it. Focus on it. That's right, I'm taking you. I'll make sure you remember this time. For a long time, baby. For a long time. Forever, maybe. Oh, shh. We wouldn't want anyone to hear. I wouldn't want anyone to hear, baby. Shh, that's it. Take that cock. Just like that. Shh. Fuck. Oh, fuck. Oh, fuck. You're so sexy like that. You're so sexy getting pounded by my fucking cock. Yeah. You like that, baby. Yeah. You take it so fucking good. Fuck. Oh, fuck. Fuck, fuck. Might be distracting, you know, working and fucking together might not be a good bit of a distraction, but sorry in advance, I guess. Maybe after we survive a mission, I'll fuck your brains out every time till you're melting like a pool on the floor. Kinda suits you though. That kind of feeling, that kind of vibe. But all of my cocky little somethings in your ear, I think I like just holding myself inside you, wrapping my arms around you, and this way I convince myself somehow that we'll be okay, even if it's crazy out there. You know? I don't know shit about love, but I know that you're the closest I've ever felt to it. So, be proud, I guess. Oh, President's son. Cause, you definitely made me feel royal. Hopefully I made you as well. Maybe just a little bit. Thought so. You're stuck with me now. Came all this way. So don't be surprised if I get a little bit needy with you. We're gonna have a bumpy ride, let me tell you. Tomorrow, everything goes to hell, but I don't care. Cause I'm in heaven right now.